Day 32, March 21st. Today's reflection is based on Exodus, chapter 2, verse 23 through chapter 3, verse 15, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Jeffrey Sterling, class of 1988 and 1998. It's a famous passage, the burning bush call of Moses. I wonder how many sermons we've preached or listened to on this passage. We've come up with dozens of novel ideas about how to approach the bizarre story that Moses had a life-changing dialogue with a shrubbery, and have even been encouraged to keep an eye peeled for our burning bush. Like we'd miss that? Well, I did once read in a commentary that burning bushes were not unusual in the hot deserts of that part of the world, so Moses could have missed it, but then this one talked. The first voice we hear in the passage is the griping. Aren't we all griping about something? Right now, the American gripe machine is at fever pitch. Israel perfected the art, apparently. Not that they didn't have good reason. Of course, slavery in Egypt was bad. But later, they will gripe that they left it and the fleshpots of Egypt behind. Griping can be such a fickle thing. The amazing thing is that God took notice of them. The next voice is God, addressing Moses from the burning bush boombox. Actually, more of a Bluetooth speaker, as it just relayed the voice, I guess. God was about to share the divine remedy for Israel's suffering, and as God often does, God chose an unlikely instrument. Moses certainly had the political connections, but beyond that, he was adequately flawed. Voice number three was Moses, answering the burning bush call with what must have been a squeaky, "Here I am." Woody Allen once said that two-thirds of success is showing up. Moses shows up, but not without much hesitation. The rest is history. We seem to have the griping down, but will we hear God trying to connect with us over the groaning? This is the Lenten question, isn't it? And when our burning bush call comes, will we show up, or just keep cueing the excuses? May we be more like that little dog in front of the phonograph trumpet in the old RCA logo, labeled, appropriately, His Master's Voice. Today's Prayer. God, forgive us for listening but not hearing, speaking but not measuring our words or remembering whose word is more important, and for inadvertently superimposing our solutions over yours, then blaming you when they fail. Give us the courage to show up, speak your truth, and act on it. Amen.